Bible People, Chapter 2, Cain and Abel. After the fall of Adam and Eve, they were driven out of the garden, and presently there were two sons born. The elder was named Cain, and his younger brother was called Abel. No doubt their parents watched them grow up together and hoped they would have much joy in these two sons. But how different it proved to be, and this was one of the first fruits of their sin. The two boys were not idle. Their parents knew that it was best for them to have something to do. Besides, they needed to work so as to provide food for them all to eat. So Cain was made a gardener, and his work was to grow the fruits of the ground. But Abel kept the sheep and watched over them, so that meat could be provided for their table and wool for their clothing. Their parents would also teach them about God, their Creator, because they knew it was not good for them to be ignorant, especially about these important things. So they would tell them how they were created, and about the beautiful garden in which they were placed, how they ate of the forbidden fruit, and so fell into sin. They would tell them also of the promised seed that was to come and bruise the serpent's head. We believe also that they would teach their children the need that a sacrifice should be offered for sin. So we find that the time came when both Cain and Abel made an offering to the Lord. But what a difference there was in the two offerings. Cain brought of the fruit of the ground, but Abel brought one of his sheep to offer to the Lord. And we are told that Abel's offering was accepted, but Cain's fruits were not accepted. Now why was this? Well, we must tell you that there must be the shedding of blood to put away sin. And so Abel was accepted when he killed the lamb and offered it up to the Lord. Not that there was anything in the blood of a lamb to put away sin, but it was regarded by Abel as a type or figure of the blood which the promised seed, Jesus Christ, should shed when he offered up himself to God as a living sacrifice. So he is called the Lamb of God. And Abel had faith to believe that Jesus Christ would come and shed his own blood for the sins of all his people. But Cain had no faith and did not feel his sins, nor the need of the blood of Christ to wash them away. So he was not accepted and was angry with God and with his brother as well. Oh, what a dreadful thing sin is. What a dreadful thing it is to hate our brother. You see what a terrible effect it had when Cain rose up against Abel and slew him. What a sad trouble this must have been to their parents as they saw the evil effects of their own sin in their children. This brought a terrible curse on Cain, and he was no longer to have the ground bring forth its fruits, but was to be a vagabond on the earth. What is more sad, he was not sorry for the wickedness he had done, and did not pray to be forgiven. Instead of that, he went out from the presence of the Lord. But though he would try to forget God and his own sins, he found that God did not forget, but would bring him at last to judgment. You will find the Bible account of these two boys in the fourth chapter of Genesis. You will also be able to read more about them if you look up the following texts. Hebrews 11th chapter, verse 4, where you will see that Abel made his offering by faith, and therefore his sacrifice was more excellent than Cain's. 1st Epistle of John, 3rd chapter, verse 12, tells us that Cain slew his brother Abel because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Hebrews 12th chapter, verse 24, explains that the blood of Jesus speaks of better things than the blood of Abel did. The blood of Abel cried to God from the ground for vengeance, but the blood of Jesus speaks peace to those who are given faith to believe it can take away their sins. Jude, verse 11, says that a woe is upon all those that go in the way of Cain, which was to rebel against God and to flee from him.